professional show business. Last time we were here, we played the Cactus Cafe. It's not quite so cramped. Thank you.
Thank you.
I sort of do a little job over there as a music director for a show called the Transatlantic Sessions. And it's beautiful. It's a wonderful show. It's all filmed in Scotland. And we've done six of them, I think. We've done like 250 songs. And they're all out there on YouTube and all kinds of places for you to see. Once in a while, they show up on PBS. And we're hoping more of them do. So we'll do this song for you. It's called Gone to Fort Dunn. Thank you. Jackson Settlemyer here on the violin, everybody. We're going to dig back into the old American song bag. Not quite far enough to the folk scare, but back a little ways into the, just over the edge of the 70s, back into the 60s, and pull out a wonderful bluegrass song that was written by Jimi Hendrix. And this one for you. You gotta keep your old time music straight. Saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, "Old time music is better than it sounds."
Hey, girl, we grew without that loving you.
Seems to be working. Back in the old song bag, the old American bluegrass song bag, and we'll dip even further into that right now and come up with one of my bluegrass favorites, a band called Weather Report. We're going to slow down for just a second and do you a little song by Weather Report. And those boys, they played a lot of the same notes as Bill Monroe. They just played them in a different order, that song. I think they all would have gotten along, don't you? Yeah, Bill Monroe had long hair. Probably stop there. But this is a beautiful song called "A Remark You Made" by Wayne Shorter, Joe Sovenoff, and that band Weather Report.
Thank you.
time to do something new. This is a new song. This is the title of our new record. Our new record is called What If. What if a dobro player had a horn section? One of many things, what if. There are a lot of things we need in this world. That's just one of them. And we've got to check that one off the list. But reveling in it for a little while before we move on. So we'll play this song. It's a little bit cinematic. Hang on. It's one of those songs that we hope will be a mailbox song someday when it'll be in some huge movie like Titanic. We can go to the mailbox and pull out huge appliances, cars, houses. Nice talk. Thank you. this is another song on the new record, and this is a song that we really, really wanted to be in the movies because I was writing this song when Game of Thrones was about to come back out.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that this would make a cut there somewhere, and you know, maybe be like part of the dragon scene. And it didn't work. But it was getting, I was writing and it was doing pretty good, Then I hit a wall and I called up my friend Mike Seal on the guitar right here. Everybody, he's from a place called Bridgewater, Virginia, and it's way up in northern Virginia. And he's the first person ever to be famous from Bridgewater. How about that? It's pretty cool to be the first person ever to be famous from your hometown.
Yeah.
Got that going for him. Plus, he can play the guitar. And so I got Mike involved in the song, and he really got weird right away. And so we decided to call this song "Battle Stick." And "Battle Stick" can mean guitar, it can mean a golf club, fishing pole. Anything like that. Or just a stick, it doesn't matter. If you want to hit somebody with a stick, damn, battle stick. If they ask you what happened, you just say, battle stick. That pretty much explains it all. And there's no sentence for this kind of thing, battle stick, that I know of. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, crimes committed, but nobody's ever done it and said that. So. I don't know where I'm going with this. I guess that's far enough. So this one starts with six beats. It's the only clue you're going to get. Don't try to dance to this, you'll fall down. Battlestick.
Oh,
hide and seek. And we've been doing that for a long time. I mean, that one's been around for a long time. It's been on lots and lots of records. And it was on first on a solo record of mine, then it was on an Alison Krauss record, then on a live Alison Krauss record, and then, for God's sakes, it was on a Cracker Barrel record. And another record that I don't remember. And then the other night, a fellow came up to me and said, "You guys, I want you guys to do that one called Come and Go." And I went, "We don't do a song called Come and Go." And he said, "Yeah, you do." He said, I said, "Well, how does it go?" And he said, "You play it for a long time, and then he plays it for a long time. He plays it for a long time, and then you play it for a long time again, and then it stops." He said, "That's everything we do." And he said, "Well, it's called Come and Go." And I said, All right. So we just figured we're going to, from now on, call this song Come and Go. And we'll put it on more records. We'll get bigger checks. But, okay, moving on. This is a song that I wrote in Telluride, Colorado a few years ago. After, we're going there, actually, pretty soon. A few days. And, going there, and then we're going somewhere else, and then somewhere else. And we end up in Canada.
Wow.
You may not leave. But I wasn't going to do that. But I got to tell you, it's really fun to play in Telluride. At this one particular time, I was playing there, and I felt like playing all weekend, and so had all my friends, Bela Fleck and Sam Bush, and I sat down. He sat down in the front row, and we were watching Little Feet play. And somebody was passing me this little beret, this little hat, of back and forth across the front row, and it had these little things in it. And everybody seemed to be eating them. So we, every time we'd come by, I'd eat one, and it just kept coming by. And colors started getting really good. Things were changing. Fred Tackett was playing a really, really beautiful emerald green Telecaster on stage, and he turned into a breathing dragon once, an eight ball bearer. And then I was watching Little Feet play, and ended up just sort of like that. And I looked over, and Bela and Sam were doing the same thing. And somehow I found my way back to my condo that night, and I had an amazing Technicolor dream, and it was about Fred Flintstone. Barney was pushing the car, and Fred was in the car, but he wasn't alone in the car. Charlie Parker was in the car with him. And they were talking about jazz, and thought about it later, jazz wasn't even going to be thought of until a million years later or something. So, but they seemed to know a lot about it, and this tune kept coming around, so I memorized the song during the dream, and I wrote it down the next morning, and we're going to play it. It's called Cave Bop, and we'll send this one out to Fred and Charlie. Fred and Charlie are looking up at us right now. So, K-pop. I'm gonna go get some more.
Thank you.
That was called Seniors Lament. So we're going to dig back into the old song bag one more time. I do a song by a young Kentucky boy who he's pretty good at what he does, and he's pretty well known for what he does, and his name is Chick Corea. He's related to Bill Monroe's Uncle Penn. He had a daughter named Chick Penn, and Chick Corea was her son, twice removed. This is a nice song, though. I love this. This song pretty much changed my life when I first heard it, and heard it and Weather Report on the same day. And I was playing with a guy named J.D. Crow at the time. He was a wonderful banjo player and a great part of my musical education. And so I was sitting on the porch of a friend of mine at University of Kentucky in Lexington, and he played me this song, and I've never been the same. So this is called Spain. Thank you. Seal on the guitar. Daniel Kimbrough of Knoxville, Tennessee on the bass. From New Orleans, Louisiana, Doug Bullard on the drums. On the saxophone, Jamel Mitchell. On the trumpet, Mr. Mark Franklin from Memphis, Tennessee. Couldn't get him to go in a Texas barbecue place with me today. Nothing. Memphis, it's this Memphis thing, y'all. Song here for me. Christian Settlemeyer on the violin.
We couldn't figure out Christian's song. Sorry, everybody. I wanted to talk on the microphone.
When will the talent ever start? Well, thank you very much for coming out tonight. It's a wonderful place. I like the place. It's smaller than I remember it. I think we did all those TV shows in this place. I can't. was like a Matchbox car version of that place. Well, anyway, this one's called Who's Your Uncle, and there's no reason thinking about that right now, so just listen to the song. This brings it back a lot of bad memories. And stuff you won't, you don't need to talk about until Thanksgiving. You know. But we'll play this one for you. Thanks. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
be a terrible thing for us to send you home long. So we're going to play a slow song and send you home, so you'll be so friendly to each other. You'll be sitting in the seat beside your lovely friend, and you'll go, not that steak, no. Forget everything I said about battle steak. That won't work. I tried it. But you'll be on your way home, and you'll look across the car at your significant other, and you'll go, dear, wasn't that a nice show? And then loved one will say, oh yes, dear, that was a very lovely show. I enjoyed being out with you tonight, and I do appreciate the pace at which you're driving. And it's much a kinder, it's a very kind way to go home instead of like this, which you would do, and you'd get a speeding ticket, and you'd blame me, and you'd be right, rightly so. So we'll play this nice song right here for you. This is a really nice song. I like this. Hit your button. This is called Sir Ali B. Thank you.